Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Our passage on this Sunday comes from the Gospel of Matthew. Today is the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time, February 15th. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place." Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Jesus speaks these words near the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. They are not casual remarks. They are foundational. He is telling his listeners, then and now, how to understand everything that follows, and how to understand him. At first glance, the law can feel heavy. Rules can feel restrictive. Many of us carry memories of commandments presented as burdens, as lists of failures waiting to happen. So when Jesus speaks about the law, we might instinctively brace ourselves. But notice what he does not say. He does not say the law is meaningless. He does not dismiss it as outdated. Nor does he reinforce it as a cold system of compliance. Instead, he reveals its deepest purpose. I have come to fulfill. To fulfill is not merely to obey. To fulfill is to bring to completion, to draw out the full meaning that was always there but not yet fully visible. The law and the prophets were never meant to be ends in themselves. They were signs pointing toward a relationship, towards a heart shaped by God's own heart. The law begins with love. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of slavery, it says in Exodus. Before any commandment is given, freedom is given. Obedience follows liberation, not the other way around. Jesus stands firmly within this tradition, but he brings it to its climax. He does not lower the standard, he deepens it. He moves it from stone tablets into the human heart. In the verses that follow this passage, Jesus will say, "You have heard it said, but I say to you." He does not contradict Moses. He completes him. He reveals that the law is not only about external actions, but about interior truth. Anger matters, not just murder. Desire matters, not just adultery. Words matter, not just oaths. Love matters, radically, uncomfortably, and completely. This is where many of us grow uneasy. Interior conversion is far more demanding than external compliance. It is easier to keep appearances than to surrender the heart. Yet this is precisely where fulfillment happens. The smallest letter of the law, the tiniest stroke, matters, because love is always particular. God's faithfulness is precise, not vague. He does not love humanity in general and forgets the individual. He does not save the world abstractly while overlooking your actual life, your actual choices, your actual wounds. Nothing is insignificant when it comes to love. And here is the quiet grace of this teaching. Jesus never asks us to fulfill the law on our own. He fulfills it in himself, and then invites us to live in him. What the law commands from the outside, grace accomplishes from within. What seems impossible by willpower becomes possible through communion. This changes how we approach discipleship. Christianity is not about trying harder to be good. It's about allowing Christ to live in us more fully. The question is no longer, what is the minimum required? But rather, how fully can love take shape in me? The law fulfilled in Christ becomes not a ceiling that limits us, but a path that leads us into freedom. Freedom to love God with an undivided heart, and to love others not as we find convenient, but as we ourselves have been loved. Jesus does not abolish the law, because love never abolishes truth. He fulfills it because truth, when fully lived, becomes love. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you did not come to lessen the call of holiness, but to write it upon our hearts. You did not abolish the law, but revealed its soul. Free us from the fear that your commands are burdens, and teach us to see them as invitations into deeper love and truer freedom. Where our obedience has been shallow, draw us inward. Where our hearts are divided, make them whole. Where we rely on our own strength, teach us to rest in your grace. Fulfill in us what you have fulfilled in yourself, so that our lives may reflect your mercy, your truth, and your love for the world. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to return to my hermitage each and every day when we break open the Word of God and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.